Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Happy, happy, happy Friday weekend is here, 6:08. Time check. Brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. No. Bang it, bang it. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, it is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. The weekend is here. The weather is awesome. A chill in the air, a nip. You might want to put a little jacket on or a layer. And, yeah, cool weather. Enjoy, enjoy. All right. Gambling. What's going on here? NBA involved? This is crazy. Mafiosos involved. Rigged cards. Games. All kinds of stuff. Look, this is so much going to be hard to wrap your head around of really the depth of all of this. But here's some of the simpler stuff. Terry Rozier built a respectable NBA career. He averaged about 20 points a game for some years. In all likelihood, though, the Miami Heat point guard will now be remembered less for what he did on the court than another data point in how runaway sports betting is corrupting major athletics. He stands accused of tipping off gamblers that he would leave a game early in March of 23 based on a supposed injury. This allowed co-conspirators to bet the under on his performance and profit handsomely. Okay, for those not in the know, you can bet on anything.
Yes, you can.
Will this player's shoes be untied at the middle of the third quarter? You could bet on that.
Pretty much, it really
is.
They'll take your money one way or the other.
Well, yeah. And I mean, it's crazy to the depth. So, but this has been around for a long time. Do you think the team will score under what the pros, you know, think that this is going to, you know, like let's say a basketball team. Okay, it's going to be 190 points. And if it goes, you know, you say, oh, I'm betting that over. That's a bet. And if it goes over, you win. If it goes under, you lose. So you've got these over-under bets. You've got parlays where you put like three different bets together and there's some incentive to do that. And if you get all three of those bets correct, then usually it's a, you know, pretty decent payoff. So, so here's part of the problem, because you can bet on almost anything. You can bet on an individual player. Like, oh, look, this guy averages 20 points. I think he's going to be under tonight. Well, if he tells you he's going out of the game with a quote-unquote injury, with 10 minutes still left in the game, he's probably not going to make that point total. So, you know, you bet under. Oh, and you score big. But that's cheating, of course. And it's that's just one small little anecdotal part of this whole thing. And gambling is, I mean, it is quadrillions of dollars. I mean, it's insane the amount of money that goes through there. And you wonder, okay, here's a basketball player making millions of dollars.
Yeah.
What could you possibly get for that? I don't know what the figures are, what the money figures are. But apparently it must be substantial. One of them, I think, was like $200,000.
But when, when you've got millions, I mean, I don't know. Maybe I'm just not greedy enough to be a good patsy for a scam like this. It's like, if I had millions, would I risk everything for a couple hundred grand?
No, but, you know, if you had a $100,000 a year job as some sort of an accountant, would you embezzle money with the thought that you'd probably, you know, I mean, you don't think you're going to get caught, but you do.
That's
you
true.
You go, why would you risk all that embezzling money? You're in the financial thing. You know there's things like audits. I mean, it's not going to, you think you can cover this up into infinity, good luck. But it happens.
All the time.
And there's all kinds of other things, too. Like, if some of the players are, say, involved in the gambling directly, like I'm putting X on this, then it gets more complicated. And then what if they lose a couple of big bets? Hey,
right.
you're not going to pay us? Mm-hmm. Well, guess what? we got a deal for you.
I mean, we joke about that, but that's the people that are behind this one.
It is.
That's
They're
the scary part.
Literally dealing with organized crime at the highest level. So, you know, look, it's always been gambling is, quote unquote, a form of entertainment.
Yeah.
And you know that there is an inherent risk to it. Obviously, if everybody won all the time, there would be nobody to run the bets.
Mm-hmm.
Who's going to do that? So people do lose, but then when you find out that some things are fixed, definitely tarnishes all of that. It tarnishes all the sports or possible athletes that are involved. And here's something that I thought of, and it was recently, and I'm not going to get specific on any game.
Okay.
But I'm going to tell you, like, you know, a quarterback has a lot of control over what's going to happen in the game. A receiver, a running back, a fumble. You know that's a game changer.
Yep.
Oh, here's a couple extra bucks. You're going to fumble. You could see how the possibility of that could occur. And then I thought about it. I go, wait a second. What if you're like, you know, fourth down and one, and you're going for it. And you're an offensive lineman. Up, offsides penalty. That's 5 yards.
Whoops.
Now you're not going for it on fourth down. Now you're punting, or worse, get ready to score. It's a personal foul against you. That's a 15-yard penalty. Again, those are game changers.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not making, although like in the NBA is not, I mean, in the NFL might not be a great example because even the league minimum is far more than most of us make. But you think, well, here's a guy who's not making the millions that the quarterback is or the running back is. And all I got to do is get one penalty and you're going to pay me for that?
It's pretty easy. That's easy money if you don't get caught.
Well, because sometimes I do wonder, I go, how stupid could you be? What do you mean? What do you mean offside?
You got to this point in your career, at this even college level,
mm-hmm.
and you somehow made that mistake?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm going to spit in this other player's face.
Yeah.
Now, after all of this, when we start to absorb the depth of all this, and I think it's going to change the way we look at high level sports. I think it's it's what's going to happen.
The word you used earlier, tarnish, I think is perfect.
Yep. Hey, it's 6:15 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Happy weekend. So many things going on over the weekend. We'll dig into that. And because you're busy, we make it easy with the Bob Rose Show podcast. Every minute, every issue on demand in one place. Now free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast, like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or iHeart. Just hit subscribe.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Happy Friday, weekend here, 6:20, Bob Rose Show rolling. Greg Cassidy is here. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. And coming up tomorrow, it's a big deal. Audi's Oktoberfest benefiting the Ronald McDonald House, of which we're the official radio sponsor. You know where Audi is, right on Main Street in Gainesville. And they're going to have, admission is free. You can purchase food and beverages. And the food and the beverages are generally outstanding.
Oh, they're amazing.
And there's an opportunity for VIP treatment. Tell them you want to reserve a table. Call them, if you get in touch with them today, you can probably get that done. But either way, you need to go out there and support the cause, and they make it as authentic as you can. They even fly a band in from Germany. You've got the local Swamphead Brewery brewing up a special German recipe. So you don't want to miss this event. Begins at 10 a.m. Main Street. Parking is, a little bit of a challenge. And since, you might want to sample some of the beverages, I think Ubering there, if possible, that might be a good idea. A great idea, because it'll take you right mm-hmm. there, pick you right up. You yep. don't have to drive. Don't have to worry about, celebrating Oktoberfest. And it's for a great cause, for Ronald McDonald House. So
love it, always.
Yeah. Yeah, and Greg, you're going to be there, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I don't miss that. You're talking about the food? Man, those rotisserie chickens, the brats, the pretzels, all amazing.
It made the chicken turned out so good that Tom, the general manager of Audi, mm-hmm. didn't he buy that?
Bought the oven.
He bought the cooker or whatever.
Yes, he did.
Wow.
I mean, and then you were talking about enjoying the beverages. I brought an authentic beer wagon. I mean, all this, the benches come from Germany. I mean, it's crazy. Nobody does it more authentic than these guys.
But you don't have to be able to speak German to have a good time.
No, but if it gets any more authentic, I think it's going to be required.
I
think so.
It's headed in that direction. No, enjoy. This is another Law and Order thing. What's wrong with this picture? A man arrested in North Carolina after allegedly murdering a 51-year-old man. Turns out he'd been arrested before. Well, a dozen times? No. Actually, over 40 times. That's 4-0.
Wow.
Ronnie Fuel, 32 years old, allegedly shot and killed Ronald Neville on October 10th, Motel 6, Charlotte, North Carolina. Neville was found with several gunshot wounds, pronounced dead at the scene. Video obtained by police showed Fewell and was one of the three men who forced their way into the motel room, where they were only inside for a few seconds. And anyway, he's charged with felony murder, robbery, dangerous weapon, felony conspiracy relating to the shooting. And he was one of four people allegedly responsible. A backpack found with had items in it valued at about $100. But he was given no bond and ordered to be detained by the Mecklenburg County Sheriff's Office. Court records reviewed by Fox show that Fewell, I don't know how you say this name, F-E-W-E-L-L. Fewell.
The bad guy.
Yeah. Yep. Anyway, the bad guy had been arrested at least 40 times, dating back to 2012.
That's not that long ago for that many arrests.
No, the question is obvious. Why isn't he in prison? Resisting a public officer, breaking and entering, possession of stolen goods, assault on a female, possession of cocaine, selling cocaine, possession of a firearm by a felon, possession of a stolen firearm, robbery, assault on a female, assault with a deadly weapon, and more. Many of the charges were dismissed by the local state attorneys and resulted in no jail time, according to court records. But he has served time in prison for several convictions. But yet, here he is, out and about, and involved in the, in the alleged murder of a 51-year-old man. How could that possibly be? 40 times, and several of these things are felonies.
If you are that messed up that you can't get along in society, you don't need to be in society.
I believe in second chances.
But 40?
Maybe third chances. But yeah.
Yeah.
When it gets up there and past 12.
I'm
looking at your record. Can you imagine being the judge? I'm looking at your record here and I'm like, you know what? Maybe here on this 40th charge, I think you're ready to change, aren't you, sir? Oh, yes, Your Honor. I mean, this is, I've turned over a new leaf. I have bought myself a leaf blower. Actually, I stole it at gunpoint, but that's another story, Judge. Unbelievable.
It is.
Yeah.
And these are the people who are protecting us? The attorneys or the judges who are protecting society?
Yeah,
really?
Again, I get it. People make mistakes.
I don't know that most of those were mistakes. A mistake means you really didn't mean to do it.
Oh, after like that, Meddy, you're a career criminal. This is what you do. You know, you're not a maintenance man who, at night maybe, steals a few things and tries to pawn them off. No, you're a full-time, full-fledged criminal.
Bob. Crazy Crockett said, just because you commit a crime doesn't mean you're a criminal.
Well, I don't know how that works exactly.
I don't either.
Wordplay. Mm. Maybe we should ask Kamala about it.
Ooh, that'll take a while.
Senator Chuck Grassley, the Republican out of Iowa, yesterday released an April 2022 Justice Department memo showing then Attorney General Merrick Garland, the weasel, then Deputy Attorney General Lisa Monaco, and then FBI Director Christopher Wray personally approved an FBI investigation into alleged efforts by Trump campaign associates to obstruct Congress's certification of the 2020 election.
Wow. Yep.
Will anything come of it?
Nah.
Kind of doubt it, but there it is. Wow, we've got a lot to talk about on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Listen to the Bob Rose Show on the Odyssey, iHeartRadio, or TuneIn apps, or just tell your smart speaker, play 97.3 The Sky. Oh, my goodness. Can you believe it? I mean, we are so blessed with this awesome fall weather. Finally, it is here.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. And the weekend is here as well. So these are all awesome things. Awesome things, indeed. It is 6:39 right now on the Bob Rose Show. Hey, Bikers on Parade, they're getting the crew together. This event will actually be on Saturday, November 8th, meeting an archer, Florida, at the AmVets post out there this year. That's the dealio. So Saturday, November 8th, and the end point will be the Suwannee County Fairgrounds. There's a whole nother group that's going to be coming from Tallahassee. So this is going to be very, very big and a lot of fun this year. And American Hometown Veteran Assist, they're the folks that are putting this together, and they benefit from it as well. They're a 501c3. And what do? Well, they help veterans, especially in those areas that the VA can't be of assistance and other groups that kind of, instead of falling through the cracks, like somebody gets behind on a bill or something like that, make sure the power is maintained in their home. Things like that. And that makes a big difference in individual lives, you know?
Hey, a little side note. We were talking about the temps and how cool it is this morning. Don't let it freak you out because, you know, you usually are setting your tire pressures when it's in the 70s or 80s. We're in the mid-50s this morning. So if you've got tires that maybe were a little low, they're probably a little more low this morning. You're going to have a little flashing light on your dash or whatever. Don't let it freak you out, but just kind of a reminder.
Just do what I do. Take a little electrical tape, put it on the dash, cover that light. If your car's making a funny sound, turn it up. Wow. Turn up the radio. Turn up the radio.
See, I thought you normally would you'd go see the folks over at Dave Mays, but instead, until you can get in the electrical tape, really?
It works,
though, doesn't it?
Well, I have since my fantastic relationship with Dave Mays and the good people over there, I haven't had to, you know, do that kind of thing.
Good.
But I'm just trying to help others.
Wow, you are just a regular Mr. Fix-It.
Yeah, no, yeah. When the light goes in, you got to get it looked at because what happens is then something else could happen, but the warning light's already on.
Well, I'll usually get a text from my wife, and here's just kind of a little thought for you. If it's an orange light, you're not going to die. Okay. If it's red, that's a little more important. So just think about it that way and don't freak out.
Right. That's good advice.
Freak out.
Hey, I just the Bikers on Parade, real quick.
Sorry.
The easy way to do it, just Google it. Google Bikers on Parade 2025. That way you'll have all the information in front of you, and hopefully you can participate. And I'm sure the weather's going to be fine. And the area is enclosed, Suwanee County Fairgrounds. It's all covered in closed AC or heat or whatever the weather calls for.
Yeah.
So it's all, right. Yeah. So it's going to be very, very nice when you get there. And
that's awesome.
And that's good stuff. Hey, I was chalking this up as a win the other day, President Trump and dealing with Canada, and it looked like Canada was backing off the tariffs. Remember, on aluminum was one that was specifically mentioned, and I'm like, yeah, see? Mm-hmm. You know, even Canada that I thought might, you know, give us a little bit of a hard time. This guy's left of center. And,
yeah.
And I said, Trump wins. But wait a second now. President Trump announced Thursday that trade negotiations with Canada have been terminated. Apparently, what Canada did was they utilized a misleading advertisement that featured former President Ronald Reagan speaking out against tariffs. The Ronald Reagan Foundation has just announced that Canada has fraudulently used this advertisement, which is fake, featuring Ronald Reagan speaking negatively about tariffs. The ad was for $75,000. They only did this to interfere with the decision of the U.S. Supreme Court and other courts. Trump purported that tariffs are important to the U.S. economy, national security. We've seen how he has effectively used these things and leveraged better deals for American businesses and the American people in general. Based on their egregious behavior, all trade negotiations with Canada are hereby terminated. The Ronald Reagan Presidential Foundation and Institute said in a statement that the Ontario government created an ad campaign using selective audio of Reagan on April 25th, 1987, delivering his radio address to the nation on free and fair trade. The ad misrepresents the presidential radio address, and the government of Ontario did not seek nor receive permission to use and edit the remarks.
Wow.
So
playing games.
Yeah, exactly. And
Trump ain't playing.
Trump, yeah. Trump didn't play games.
Uh-uh.
And that's hitting below the belt, man.
Yeah.
Ronald Reagan, when he speaks, you know, people still to this day, you listen. Mm-hmm. I mean, so he was so fantastic of an orator. And when he was speaking, you listened.
Yeah.
And when they're trying to use this and use it out of context,
right,
and use it illegally, that's, yeah, I can understand the president being at least mildly irritated by that. New York City Mayor Eric Adams to endorse Andrew Cuomo for mayor. What a mess. Nope. I mean, just what an absolute mess it is. Anything to keep Mom Donnie out. That's where they're at, and that's where they need to be. Yep, it's a crazy story. We'll continue to follow it. It is 6:45. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and you are listening to 97.3 The Sky. Good morning and welcome. Happy Friday, baby. We have made it. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's 6:50, 10 minutes till 7 o'clock. New York City Mayor Eric Adams endorsing Andrew Cuomo for mayor. You know, there's bad blood. There has been between these guys. But apparently the idea that Mom Donnie could be the next mayor frightens both of them to a great degree. So, it was Adams who was really the first to drop out. He abandoned his reelection campaign back in September. Now he's going to rally behind Cuomo, who is running as an independent, of course, in the race, including Socialist Zoran Mamdani, the Democrat, and Republican Curtis Sliwa. This according to the New York Times. Adams and Cuomo met after Wednesday night's mayoral debate, sitting next to each other at the New York Knicks season opener, and betting big money on the Adams told the Times that he plans to campaign with Cuomo in the final weeks of the race. It is coming right down to the wire, isn't it? He said, I think it's imperative to really wake up the black and brown communities that have suffered from gentrification on how important this race is. They have watched their rents increase in terms of gentrification. They've been disregarded in those neighborhoods. I'm going to go out to those neighborhoods and speak one-on-one with the organizers and groups, and I'm going to walk with the governor in those neighborhoods and get them engaged. His exit from the race is thought to have boosted Cuomo's own campaign, as all eyes are on socialist candidate Mamdani. The local Fox affiliate there reports that Cuomo has gained 10 points in the polls since Adam exited the race, but he still trails Mamdani by double digits.
Oh, that hurts.
Yep. So we'll see what happens. Cuomo said, it's with the Jewish community. It's with the Italian-American community. When you give the Columbus statue the finger, it's with the Sunni Muslims when you say decriminalize prostitution, which is harm. It's the Hindus. Cuomo was calling out Mamdani for taking pictures with a Ugandan official, Rebecca Kadaja, who has pushed what has been described as anti-LGBT policies. She's known as Rebecca Gay Killer Kadaja. Cuomo continued, question, you're a citizen of Uganda. You took the picture. You said you didn't know who she was. It turns out you did. How do you not renounce your citizenship or demand that BDS against Uganda for imprisoning people who are gay just by their sexual orientation? Isn't that a basic violation of human rights? Mamdani responded, this was during the debate, that his politics are built on a belief in human rights for all people, and that extends to queer and trans New Yorkers, and it extends to queer and trans Ugandans. And had I known that the first deputy minister was the architect of that legislation, I would not have taken that photo. So interesting dynamic that has shaped up and continues to be shaped by some of the information, a lot of it coming out about Mamdani, and yet poll after poll.
Can you imagine the Cuomo ego, which we know if your last name's Cuomo, there's an ego there, and you're losing at this point double digits to a commie, a socialist, an anti-Semite in New York City?
It's a head-scratcher. It really is. But these kinds of candidates, they sneak in there. Mm-hmm. Look, the guy, whether you like him or not, he has charisma. He has a big smile. He's the perfect guy to hoodwink people and pretending he's one thing and being another. Mm-hmm. And that's, I think, that's what the folks are going to get if it continues statistically to go the way it's headed now. Oh, and by the way, he talked about closing Rikers Island, and he's mentioned that before. Mm-hmm. And when Trump was asked about it, he said, no, that'd be a big mistake. I mean, look, and especially with this influx of population you have in New York, you've got to be able to put people somewhere, right? He said, yeah, I know it's not a very good place. Well, listen to this. New York's socialist mayor candidate Zoran Mamdani wants mental health experts to lead the way in responding to certain crises, he seemed to suggest during Wednesday night's debate. The questioner asked of all the candidates, Mamdani and Cuomo and Sliwa, if they would ask Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch to stay on as police commissioner. Mamdani said he would ask her to stay and stated that his administration would be relentless in the pursuit of safety and affordability for every New Yorker. And the delivery of that will require for us to put together the best team and the brightest. And then talked about how a lot of times you really need, like on a domestic dispute call, you know, you need like a mental health expert. And does he realize that a domestic dispute could be one of the most dangerous calls that law enforcement can respond to? Mm-hmm. No, he doesn't. He doesn't understand a lot of things. But he very well could be in charge of it all coming up in just a few weeks. We've got some special guests in the studio. They're going to tell us about, well, a very special set of events coming up. That's next on 97.3 The Sky.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.